The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your irrational fears.
Mm. Yep. I think all of mine are probably.
Well, I mean, so it's one of those things. I remember in the past, sometimes we've talked about it. Like my ex-wife was always afraid of a semi tipping over on her. But like, it's pretty irrational because it doesn't happen a lot.
But it happens.
But it
They've
has.
Been tipping over a lot on I-70 recently.
That's what I'm... So, like, if there's nothing inside of it and it's windy and you're back by where Rocky Flats used to be between Boulder and Golden on 93, you got a shot of, like, a truck landing on... Like, I'm not saying... So I'm saying that's kind of rational. I was reading some of the irrational fears that other people talked about on this Reddit thread, and I realized I have the one about... I sometimes have to get my leg out of the covers, and sometimes it feels comforting to me to have my legs hanging off of things.
No.
But if my leg hangs off the end of the bed, if I'm even semi-conscious, I have to pull it back up because it's...
The boogie monster's going to grab
it. It's out there.
Yeah.
Something could grab my foot. Yeah.
It's unprotected. Now's my chance.
Yeah.
And they'll grab
it. But how does a blanket protect it?
I don't know. It does. It's a shield.
Look, we all know what we're talking about. It's clearly a thing.
I'm
Everyone
a man-eating
knows.
Beast. I live under your bed.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to put your foot out. Oh, blanket. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
It's one enemy.
Yeah. It's the same thing as running up the basement stairs. I could do a full sweep of the basement. Double check. Mm-hmm. It's clear. No one's down there.
If you turn the lights off before you go up, you have to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
I think the monsters are lazy, so they're not going to run up the steps. They're not going to deal with a blanket. As long as you give them more work, more hurdles to overcome, you're fine.
So that's what we're saying. They're all like just Oscar.
Unless they're listening, then monsters, you're top notch. Great work. Don't come to my house.
So I think we want your fears that are seemingly way more irrational, like the monster under your bed.
Yeah.
Or... I read one that they were like afraid to like touch the food scraps on a dirty dish. It gives them the heebs.
My wife has a similar thing like that. Like anytime there's a, if you drip a little on the table, she can't deal with that.
What?
So like, yeah, if there's just a little, I'm trying to think of sauce or just something gets onto
all the
table.
Like if I've got spaghetti sauce and I'm bringing it from the pot to the plate, sometimes I'm lazy and I'll put the plate over there.
Is that an irrational fear or is that like OCD cleanliness kind of thing?
Yeah.
She's afraid to touch it.
Yeah. And her brother used to torture her whenever they'd sit down. He would just plop it down.
I think it's both. You're probably right. It's a bit of a tick, but it's also just like... It's like this weird, like what's going to happen to you if you touch that mashed potato that's on the table? What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
That's the irrational part. I guess it's like, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I just don't want to do it.
I read another one and I'm now going to freak out about it for the rest of my life. I have a fear of, I hate paper cuts.
Yeah.
And now whenever like somebody like throws a stack of papers, I would have this fear of getting a paper cut.
Mm-hmm.
On my eyeball.
Yeah.
On your eyeball?
Like, it's it's like you graduated high school and everybody walks out, that classic scene where everybody throws their papers up in the air.
Yeah. Really? Interesting.
What if you're looking up at all the papers? Oh, God!
Yeah. All right.
Paper cut on the eyeball? Not a rational fear, but a fear nonetheless.
Yeah, I get it. That's irrational, but... It's not any different than the blanket. You wear a blanket to school. I don't know.
You're safe.
Yeah. All right. So if you have something you're definitely afraid of that makes no sense, we call them irrational fears. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I definitely have a fear of birds and it's extreme.
I don't know that that's irrational, but like
how
far does it go? Like if you see a bird, you like back away or?
I have a hard time walking through the parking lot here if there's just like geese. Yeah. And I do think that they're going to like gang up on me and like just peck me to death.
Again, wear a blanket to work. The geese are lazy. I don't know. No, did something happen with a bird?
No, my brother made me watch the movie The Birds when I was like 3.
The Hitchcock movie?
Yeah.
Why would somebody make a 3-year-old watch a Hitchcock?
Because my brother thought it was funny. Okay. I did not.
I have a rational fear of your brother.
Good.
I'm terrified of those window unit ACs, the window units, like when you just have,
oh, yeah, no, I get it.
That's all that's you're just, yeah, like clamp it in there. It's going to fall. It's going to fall. Like, it's going to come unplugged. It's going to rip out of the wall. It's going to fall on me. I hate those.
I don't think that's irrational either.
Has that ever happened? Does that
happen? Yes. I feel like it has. Yeah. It happened in a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, so it must be real.
Well, I mean,
I've never seen it happen. I don't know anybody that has dealt with replacing their AC unit because it fell out of the window, but it still terrifies
because
me.
Because it depends on who put it in.
Yeah.
Like if you're at an apartment complex and they have them, you feel like the apartment put them in.
But and
if
it's like sealed them in.
Yes. And it's like some glued. Like maintenance guy was like, did it. But if it's like, hey, I just moved into this place, it's a little hot, and they bought something at Home Depot, it's like, how did you secure that? It's like, I don't know, bungee cord?
Yeah.
I don't know if this other one is a fear as much as it is like with Angie. I have a thing with styrofoam. Like when you buy a TV and you're taking it, I just bought my parents a TV recently, and like you're taking it out of the box and it does that.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that before. Yeah. With styrofoam, yeah.
It puts this guttural fear, like that's why I was gonna say it's more of a tick, but I think it's a fear because it makes me want to run. Like it puts that fight or flight in me.
Weird.
I get some of that too, because then even when you do throw it away and then you turn around and there's still little pieces.
Yeah,
on,
it's like, get off,
and it's like spiders. It won't get off of you. Yes. Yeah.
You should wear a blanket.
Have you? This place, do they still, I know you and your son still go to McDonald's and get the breakfast.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten the big breakfast with the hotcakes?
Absolutely, yeah.
Does it, because that used to come with a styrofoam box.
Oh, and then cutting into it with the,
it's like, the second your fork goes into it, it's like,
yeah.
It's a feel, because you can feel your fork going into it.
You can't, because it's a little squishy. It's a, it has a little give. Okay. I wear a blanket when I go.
Well, if you see Tiak out DJing at Brothers wearing a blanket, he's just scared.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
All right. We want to hear your irrational fears. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for your irrational fears. And I think most of mine are ticks, probably.
Mm. Yeah. I thought you were going to say rational. I was like,
No.
Most can be solved with a blanket.
According to Tiak, almost anything can be solved with a blanket.
Depends how high you pull it up over your...
Candace?
Yes, yay.
What's your irrational fear?
Tipping over backwards, like in a rocking chair or whatever, or a bike or a chair I can't stand in. It like totally freaks me out. Or swing?
Like you just think about going over backwards all the time. It's just something on your mind.
Yeah, well, I don't like that feeling. Like even
listen, just get a blanket, woman.
a rocking chair is supposed to be like the ultimate relaxation.
No, I understand her fear on that because sometimes like who made this?
Yeah,
because some rocking chairs do a little more than they should.
They go real far back.
Then you're like,
something tips your chair and you feel like you're going to go all the way over. It's like no.
Yeah, that is a weird feeling. I love that feeling. That feeling of being on that edge is like I chase that feeling.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Candace. Look into blankets. It's going to be the Orient. Is that? What we've decided for today?
A nice blanket on a rocking chair.
Okay.
It's a lovely Sunday.
Brett.
Yay.
What's your irrational fear?
Using the handicap stall of a public restroom and having a handicapped person come into the restroom.
Yeah.
It is something.
Is it irrational?
It's a moral
though?
Dilemma for sure.
Mm-hmm.
When you're, I don't know.
If there's a big line and it's just sitting there and no one.
You can't
no
leave
one's
that.
Handy.
You cannot leave it alone. You have to go in. But it's like.
But what if?
If you're the guy who walks out and you're like, hi. Yeah. Ugh.
Warmed it up for you.
Left a blanket in there.
About that time, I will start having a very big limp.
Don't do that. Just take the L, bro. Thanks, Brett. Kathy?
Yay.
Irrational fears, what's yours?
I refuse to go to Yellowstone National Park because I watched the thing on it being a super volcano, and I feel like if I go, that's when it's going to erupt.
Thank you for your service for not going.
Stay away.
I don't mean to like burst your bubble, but if that thing blows, you're dead in Colorado too.
Yeah.
No, I have enough time to get in my car and drive south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think you do, though.
Slider, did you consider the blanket?
I brought my entire SUV in blankets. What is a super volcano going to do to me now? Yeah, no, I get it. But yeah, I think you should just go. Just don't pet the bison and you'll be fine. Taylor?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your irrational fear?
All right, I'm going to preface this with the fact that I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, but I have a massive fear of balloons.
Like all balloons?
I cannot be in a room with a balloon with the absolute fear that it is going to pop. Like
this is exactly what we're looking for.
And yeah, wow. Balloon animals, we have to leave.
If the clown comes up and starts like, because they do pop while they're making them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just part of it. Oh my God. Did a balloon get you? What about a Mylar balloon? Those don't pop very often. Can you be around those?
I can't. It's blue anxiety of the popping noise. Like, I cannot function. I go into fight or flight, and my husband literally will be like, we have to leave the restaurant if there's balloons around or anything. He'll check in and be like, babe, are you okay? I cannot relax.
So do you tell people if you do have to leave, do you say it's because of the balloons? Do you have an excuse?
Your food sucks.
My husband will be just like, go wait in the car. I will pay the bill. Like, I just have to leave.
That is insane. I love that one.
Yeah, wow.
That is so insane. Thank you, Taylor. What? I get scared when I'm blowing it up.
Yeah, just that it's going to pop in my face, but that's it. Yeah.
Alyssa?
Yay.
What's your irrational fear?
So I'm not claustrophobic, but I am terrified of ponchos.
It's kind of like a blanket.
So the blanket doesn't cure everything.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.